He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will do what? Manifest myself to him. Ha, let's go on. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou will manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. He will do what I asked him to do. And my father, Jesus said, and my father will love him. And we, this is Jesus saying, talking about him and his father. We will come unto him and we will come unto him and do what? Make our abode with him. Say this with me real bold. God is on the inside of me. Right now. God is living in me. The Son is living in me now. Then he said in verse 24, think about it. He that loveth me not keepeth not my saying. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my saying. Keepeth not. Other words, when things come up, I won't say the same thing God said. If I don't love him, I'll be saying something different. God said, I'm healed. God said, I'm strong. God said, I'm more than a conqueror. God said, I'm an overcomer. And when all those things come up to try to make me say something else, because I love God, I'm going to say what he said. I'm not going to yield to my feeling. I'm not going to yield to the circumstances. I'm going to stand firm on the word. Am I helping anybody yet? He said, keeping my saying, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. Hallelujah. But the Father which sent me, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But, this is where we want to go. But, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you all things. Why do you send your children to school? You send them to somebody that's qualified to have a degree, a certificate, or something of that nature, that is qualified by the governor to do that job, right? And that is to teach your child so they can do what? Learn and be properly what? Educated. So they'll know how to function in society, right? That's the purpose of sending your children to school? So they can learn and know how to function in society, grow up and become an adult, and know how to handle things. That's why you send them? Because they say, get an education. And then we have some people who are dysfunctional. Am I right? Dysfunctional in society. What do? Get on the welfare, get on the welfare, get on the welfare. That ain't a put down. This is the way life, this is the way it happened. Am I right? But the people that prepare themselves, they can what? Function in society. But people who do not prepare themselves, they wait for handouts. They live in alleys, ghetto home. They call them homeless people. Why are they homeless? Because they feel like they can't function. Are y'all here?
Yeah.
Well, I believe we got some dysfunctional Christians. That, and because they didn't go to school. Y'all ain't talking to me. He said, but it ain't the teacher's fault that we don't know. It's our fault that we didn't come to school. And some children, when they start out, you have to make sure they get to school, don't you? God didn't, and God left that in the hands of the mature Christian to make sure that the baby Christian get to the place where they can be taught. Thank you for your overwhelming amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. So he said, I send you another comforter in my name. He shall teach you what? How many things? How many things? He shall teach you all things and what else? And bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I've said unto you. You notice Jesus was telling you, I'm going to give you another friend, even though I'm leaving you. Are you hearing what he said? He's going to teach you about the things of God. He said in one place, I have many things to say to you, but you're not ready to hear. But I'm sending you a friend that's going to teach you about the kingdom that you've been born into. Hallelujah. So if you are broke, if you are down and busted and disgusted, if you are sad and broken, and it may be because you haven't taken the time or taken the initiative to go to school so you can be taught. Many people have the wrong concept about apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Because they think it's somebody they can command and toss around. No, they're setting the body to equip the body to function in the realm of the spirit. That's what they're setting the body for. And the Holy Spirit is the teacher. And when we learn to function in our place and educate the peoples of God properly and the things of God and stop trying to do them to twist it around to fit me, to make me look good. If I do what Jesus says to do, I look good. Thank you for your overwhelming amen.
Amen.
So he said, this friend of mine will teach me. He will do what? Teach me all things, and he will do what? Bring all things to my remembrance. Let's skip because we can't. We got to do this one. We got to do this one, and then we got to skip. I would like to read the whole all those chapters, but I got too much. But he will teach you all things. And see, you don't have to. It's by choice, and it's not by force that you go through society with a warped conscience. Because the Holy Spirit will help you. And people is notorious. And to twisting up thing. Because if you look at the way they operate in life, they always, not everybody, but the majority of them, always trying to work something to their advantage. Am I right about it? Or do I need to just shut up and dismiss y'all? Huh?